Hey, America.
Start listening now.
Good times.
Great oldies.
Happy belated Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. Lovely.
Happy Black
Friday. Danny, how's your Balkan madness doing? All right.
Oh, it's fine. The doctors say I should be out in, 3 weeks. I can leave anytime I want, but they advise me 3 weeks.
Interesting.
What's the treatment for Balkan madness anyway?
It's electroshock.
And welcome to another shocking episode of 12 Points from America, Eurovision podcast from America, home of a Muppet that's Asian. I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
I'm Danny.
It only took him like 60 years.
Yeah. Way to be on the ball, Sesame Street.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How's everyone doing? I've already asked that, but yeah.
Killed the show.
I'm doing fine. The electroshock allows me to avoid a Eunice Kennedy kind of fate,
That's what?
Oh, yeah. It was Rosemary.
Oh,
Rosemary.
Listen, what didn't they do to the obscure Kennedys?
Mm. Speaking of obscure Kennedys, Sam, hit him with the social.
Yes!
Yeah. You could talk about your favorite Kennedys on our social media, and that is at 12pointsUSA on either Facebook or Twitter, or just email us directly at 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. Find us on YouTube as well. Let us know what you think about the crazy video that we've recently posted, and there might be more coming down the pipeline moderately soon. Most likely moderately soon, to be determined when.
Yeah.
Yeah. Precision. I got it.
Yeah.
Anyway, if your podcastery purveyor of choice allows you to give likes, subscriptions, stars, reviews, any of that, please do so. It helps other people find us. Spread the word, especially as we're ramping up to Junior Eurovision 2021 and touring beyond it. So, woo!
Speaking of which, I got my accreditation today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told Sam this. I did not tell the other gentleman on the show. But yes, I am fully accredited under the 12 Points from America name.
Nice. You finally have a representative heading cool. there. Now, was that just for JESC or is that for Turin?
No, this is for JESC. Turin's not. We haven't done any of that yet.
For Paris. Excellent.
Yeah. I'm excited. Have there ever been a Kennedy in Eurovision? Not like one of those Kennedys, but like somebody named Kennedy. Like
absolutely.
Ever?
Yeah. Brian.
Yeah. Ireland has been in it for like 60 years. Of course they sent a Kennedy.
Yeah. My brain is going to Every Song is a Cry for Love by Brian Kennedy, which I think was 2006.
Every Song is a cry for love. Wow. Love it.
Yeah.
That's Eurovision.
Yeah.
Except Hatred Moonsager, I guess.
We almost have a cry of love on the program today. Yeah, apologize to the listeners because we've been a little bit sloppy. But we're heading in right now. I mean, sloppy is the festive mood when it comes to just reviewing all of these JESC. It's all over the map for what we'll be reviewing tonight.
This is a wild one, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So
that means I've selected a good running order.
Yeah, Sam, read them off. What we'll be looking at.
All right. So we are going to talk about Russia, Bulgaria, Poland, Portugal, Germany, and Ukraine. But we'll start off the proceedings this evening with Ireland's Mayu, Levy Lawler, and Sure.
Sure.
Why not?
Sure.
Disappear. Okay, so we open the show with Ireland, like I said, Sure by Mayu Levy Lawler. Now, Sure means free, but are using sort of the parenthetical disappear as the, kind of the repeated English language bit that most of us are kind of glomming onto. Mayu is 13 years old. He is from just a little bit south of Dublin, actually in a very pretty area that, Derek, you and I actually weren't very far from. If you remember that Glendalough National Park that we kind of went hiking through a little bit, he's from not too far away from there. So gorgeous part of the country.
He's from the woods.
he has to be near somewhere we were because we were everywhere.
We were everywhere, let's be honest. Anyway, a little bit of information about the song. It was co-written by Anna Kearney, who was the 2019 Irish representative, who you also may have heard on backing vocals, that little lilt of a female voice kind of near the end there. That is Anna. Another member of the crew on the songwriting team is Anna Banks, who happens to be the twin sister of Ireland's 2015 singer, Amy, who was their debut entrant with Raolta na Mara. Ireland's best placement at the contest so far has been a 2016 10th place placing. So will they crack into single digits with Mayu. Guys, take it away. I'm going to mute myself.
I don't know how this one is going to play out. I will say, just as we ease into things, tonight's reviews, all of the performers are in the top age bracket. I'll say we're dealing with all 13 and 14 year olds.
Russia will be 12 at the time of the show, but we'll talk about her next.
One of the
Bulgarians as well.
Averages pretty high.
Yeah.
Not dealing with any of the 10-year-olds on this one. I'm always glad to have a song send something that's a little bit more on the rock side of the pop rock. I appreciate its variety, and I think its variety might play well at this contest, which is I think stuffed with a couple of ballads. Although the more that I think about it, there was a huge variety that we are running this year. It isn't really overstacked on anything.
Not really, no. Sam, our local queen of neutrality here.
Maybe I am. Yeah. Maybe I'm not.
We stand a neutral queen. Anyway, the line "You can't make us disappear" in this song. What is that in reference to? What is he getting at there?
I didn't realize I was supposed to be doing a book report on this.
What else would you be doing?
I think my interpretation of the lyrics, and again, this is, you know, interpretation, the Irish portion of the lyrics are kind of a reaction in response to the lockdown situation. Everything is through Zoom. We're kind of locked down. Time seems kind of like it's standing still, but in our hearts we're free, which is sure. So you can't make us disappear. You can't suppress the freedom in our hearts. That's how I'm reading it.
Okay.
So is the "you" sort of like an impersonal "you," sort of like, you can't make us disappear. You can't keep a good man down, like that kind of thing?
That's kind of how I'm reading it.
So the thing is that is a pretty darn evocative choice of words, especially when the subject matter isn't, not saying that lockdowns and COVID and so forth aren't serious, but I don't know about that choice of words. I guess is what I'm saying. I do like the song. I think I can't believe the bar for best finish for Ireland is 10th. Where did Banshee finish? Because that was amazing.
Yeah, Banshee was really very good. Let me see here. Just take me a second here. I have to bring that up. Yeah, Banshee actually finished in 12th place.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but it should also be noted, you know, we're not talking about a massive sample size here. Ireland only debuted back in 2015, like I said, with Amy Banks and Relton Amara.
Well, okay. That was also a very stacked year, to be fair. But 12th? Come on. No, I think this can do better than that. I think it can be somewhere in the top nine, probably. I do think it'll stand out a little bit. I worry a tad about this kid on stage.
You think so?
Most charismatic.
Yeah.
It's not this bad, but Ben Dolich.
Mm. You know, he had this
super lively song, but you could just tell how much of a wet noodle he was going to be on stage.
you could be a great studio performer without being a great stage performer.
Right.
But unfortunately, that's a big part of this contest.
Yeah, and to be fair, we don't know. I don't know that that's the case necessarily. But just watching the video, which has basketball in it, so I appreciate that. I'm not sure I'm getting quite the vibes I'm hoping for, but we'll see.
I like this song. It passes the metric where when you say, "Oh, what is sure?" And can you hum it in your head? I can definitely hum it in my head. So like the melody sticks around in everything, but I feel like this would make a great stage performance if only this were sort of like being delivered by a rock band in its entirety. We had a bunch of success, like Måneskin being able to see the whole band on stage really elevated the rock concert feel. And this is more of a rock heavy song. Like, I feel like it wants a very charismatic performer up there, or that we see like the trappings of a rock show. And I don't think we're going to get that from him. I like this song though. I really do. It sounds like quiet. I'm pooping all over our first guy, but I think this is a good song.
Oh, I like this song a lot. He was on like The Voice Kids or something. Sam, or does anyone know?
I don't know.
When I was looking up the songs, there were other videos of him and it looked like he was younger.
It looks like he was on the RTE Late Late Show's Toy Show, which is sort of one of their biggest programs of the year. So he did perform on that a couple years ago. And I'm seeing reports that he performed at the London Palladium for the Britain's Got Talent judges. I don't know if that means he was on Britain's Got Talent or if he was just doing some sort of a showcase, but he has been, he is a an experienced performer, and he also did come to the Irish ticket for Junior Eurovision this year through a televised national final. So that's sort of his background.
Okay. I'm a little less worried about him performing live now that he has that experience. You mentioned kind of it feels like a very old school Brit pop rock kind of song. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think it's super catchy. I think he sings it really well. I think it's a lot of fun. I'd like to say this will do well. If Junior, I feel like it's a lot more of a wild card. I'd like to see this do better than 12th, honestly. Yeah. But I just don't know.
You mentioned Brit pop. It reminded me more of like Bleachers. Hmm. Like something that Jack Antonoff would do.
Okay.
Something like that, which is, I don't know how I feel about about that general, but I don't know. It's
unlike
fine.
Bleachers, also, however, this song is fortunately very restrained in its production. There's very, right. there's very little that you hear in this song that could not be done on stage.
Yeah, it's not as bombastic as a big Bleachers song.
As a Bleachers song.
it just sort of reminds me of that sort of thing. Also, sure. I think it's funny that he would have performed on Britain's Got Talent, because when you think of a show like Britain's Got Talent, and then you consider that they had to bring in the Irish to pad the numbers.
I don't know. It should also be noted that Destiny from Malta has also performed on Britain's Got Talent.
Oh, well, enough. Britain's Eye Got Talent. Talent.
They got it because got they brought enough. It in from somewhere else.
The National Museum.
Boom.
The last gasp for the British Empire.
We got them. We got the British. No one's been criticizing the British, and we're the only ones brave enough to do it.
That's right.
Should we go to the next song? We haven't really talked about this, but I think I forgot her name. The backing vocalist.
Anna Kearney.
Yeah, Anna Kearney. I think it's such a surprise when it comes in so close to the end. And I think it sounds really good. And she's not super present. She doesn't like take over the song for the duration. She's definitely in a supporting role, but I think it really helps to kind of have that element in there. So
Banshee was really good.
And Banshee was really good, yeah.
All right. That's my main takeaway. All right. Let's go to Russia, said no one ever. Sam, what's the
Our next song up is from Russia. We have Mon Ami by Tanya Mezhentseva, who's actually a returning artist, but a little bit more about that after we hear this preview. That is Russia's Tanya Mezhentseva with Mon Ami. Like I said, she is one of, I believe, she's only the third singer ever to be a returning artist at Junior Eurovision. Interestingly enough, all three have been related with Russia. So that was Ekaterina Rybova in 2009 and 2011, and Larika, who sang for Moldova in 2011, and then Russia in 2012. Tanya actually was a returnee from 2019, where she duetted with Denberel Orzhak with the song A Time for Us, where she placed 13th. So trying to better that score this year. She's currently 11 at the time of recording, but by the time of the show, she will be 12. And Russia's got a pretty good track record at the contest, having won Junior Eurovision twice in 2006 and 2017. Guys, take it away.
Sam, why is there anime in it?
Why not?
So the kids are into. That's it's only called game.
It's only anime if it's actually from East Asia. Otherwise, it's just called Sparkling Japanimation.
Oh man.
So this song, it has that nice sort of like the dance, the ethno dance groove that we all love so much. I'm a fan of it. It has that thing that Eric was talking about last week, where we love combining with English, native languages. This one throws in a couple Mon Amis, but unfortunately no hon hon hons.
That's in the remix.
I see. For me, at the end of the day, this is just on the underside of interesting, and just on the, you know, it's very inoffensive, and I don't think it's, you know, it's not forging any new ground, but it's a fine dance track. I think if I were to select a song that sort of gets lost in the milieu, I might say that this would be one of them.
It's funny you say that, because everything I read about the contest this year, a lot of people are saying Russia could win this, which
this
I think is kind of surprising.
I think that's surprising. I don't really see like a strong call to action here, especially in JESC, where I feel like the social message is a lot more foregrounded. Yeah. I just don't see what... I mean, I am also 31, so I don't... If there is a call to action here, it's definitely not targeting me.
I don't know why, but just kind of looking around and just starting to see what are people saying? Who are they thinking is going to win this? And there's like four countries that keep coming up, and Russia is consistently one of them. And I was really surprised by that. I think
that's weird.
Well, I think you can see from the new video that was just posted in the past couple of days that there's a lot of money being pumped into this song.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
The promotion and production machine of Russia. Oh, of Russia. Are you surprised?
And this video just came out today as of recording. It's got more views than four of the other songs we're doing today.
Wow. Yeah, there are three songs this week that all kind of fall under a similar blanket to me of inoffensive, acceptably executed pop songs. I don't think this is the worst of them, three. I also don't think it's the best one of the three. I think it's fine. I have a hard time coming up with a lot of things to say about it, because like if it were really bad, I would have some jokes. If
there's
it were
a lot really to good,
I would have some crazy, but I don't. It's just
I phrase it this way. There's a lot to like about this song, but I don't find anything to love about this song.
Right.
Are you sort of there?
Pretty much, yeah. And I guess to the extent that the songs that I found a little bit, I don't want to say underwhelming, but not standing out in a spectacular way, that the sort of pop songs that Poland won 2 years in a row with.
It whelms.
I think this is in that general vicinity. And to that extent, I do think a song like this could win. But again, I don't think it's even the best song like that in this contest, or of the ones we're even going to talk about today. So,
yeah.
It's fine. Shrug. It's fine.
This is. I mean, we were also a little bit perplexed by the hype surrounding Arcade, but it was only in retrospect that we were able to see just how much of a standout it really was. But the more and more I look at this and think about it, I don't understand what's making Russia stand out as opposed to any of these other songs. We should get to these other songs so that you guys know what we're talking about.
Well, the only thing I will say about this is this song reminds me of a Girl Scout cookie in that it's pretty good, but I can't shake the feeling that it was made in a factory.
Yeah, that is
got him.
There's something a little artificial tasting about this, and I don't know why, but
it's performed well. It's a very pop song, you know. There ain't no jazz coming out of this.
Yeah, Sam, would you agree?
We're gonna get her one day.
I will say that I do really like Thin Mints, and that's all you're gonna get out of me.
Put them in the freezer. God,
what does that mean?
I'm a Chessman kind of guy.
Get some of them peanut butter patties. Yep.
Oh yeah.
All right. Shall we go from Russia to Bulgaria then, or do you have
anything
more on your plate?
Let's take a nice jaunt across the Black Sea to Bulgaria.
All right. So we head over to the Bulgarian entry with Denislava Dimitrova and Martin Stoyanov, or Denny and Marty, with Voice of Love. Okay, next up we have Bulgaria's Denislava Dimitrova and Martin Stoyanov with Voice of Love. Denny is 12, Martin is 13. They've actually been performing together for about 4 years. They are both from the city of Dobrich, which has been kind enough to actually financially sponsor a lot of the Bulgarian participation this year. So hats off to you, city of Dobrich. Thank you very much for that. The song was actually co-written by Vasil Garvanliev, who we remember from North Macedonia's senior Eurovision entry this year. So nice to see him again.
That tracks, doesn't it?
Yeah. A bit of Bulgarian junior Eurovision history. Their best result was in 2014 with the song Planet of the Children coming in second. Very, very well-loved song. And
back up. Planet of the Children.
Yes.
That was an MST3K movie.
I was going to say,
get your paws off me, you damn dirty children. Go on, Sam.
Yeah, that's all I had. You guys go ahead. Have fun.
No, I am glad that you brought up that Vasil has a hand in this, because that same sort of sweep that what was it called? Here I Stand.
Here I Stand.
Yep.
Here I Stand. Yes, this has that same sort of sweeping, very not not like romantic, but very like very from the heart. Like this is a very from the heart sort of song.
There's a very romance element to it. Not necessarily like love between the characters, but you know, just that sweeping romance sort of feel.
Mm-hmm.
It has a very gentle touch to it, and it has a very mature sound, which is really surprising to hear coming out of these children. It almost feels like an adult song that they gave to the kids, which I think is a little strange, but I think they sing it exceptionally well. I quite enjoy it while I'm listening to it. I'm worried that the delicateness of it is going to get lost in the whole thing. Like, we kind of talked about viewing numbers a little bit. This one is on the really low end of YouTube viewing so far, which is unfortunate. So
I like that we have a song that ponders the question, what if there were two Vasils? I don't love it, but I think I agree with Derek largely. It's well done. It's heartfelt. I appreciate the sort of the vocal interplay where instances where they're doing separate things and it still kind of works and they sound good together. I hope Victoria just sort of shows up on stage like she does in the video. Sam, can people who are too old for Junior be part of the stage show still or no?
I do not believe so. I believe everybody on stage has to be under that. I mean, I'm not sure if that's the case for, say, like dancers or anything like that.
We just got Jennifer Lopez's dancers out there right in front of like an 8-year-old kid. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that all
like
of
Palante was.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that everybody on stage has to be under, under, you know, 15 and under.
I predict,
sorry, 14 and under. My apologies.
14 and under. Yeah. I predict that this song is kind of, it's going to be cast aside. Much like how Vossel's song was. It has a very fine sentiment behind it and is very finely made. But I feel like Eurovision and JESC alike, you have to have a powerful emotion or a powerful performance behind it. And though this song is done very well and it is not bad, you know, this is not the song that plays on repeat that I, you know, that plays during my sleep paralysis or anything. It's nowhere near close to that. But it's just gonna get forgotten. This one is just gonna sort of, you know.
I can't help but think that, like, oh, if the vocals on stage are just perfect and just blow me away, then this could surprise people. But I kind of said the same thing about Here I Stand, and the vocals on stage were phenomenal, and it didn't matter. So.
Well, are they also going to have a sparkly bodice that they're gonna, you know, they're gonna open up, you know, and wow us? Blind me with your sparkle bodice.
This song feels a lot more focused than Here I Stand. It's a lot more restraint. There were a lot of big show moments in that song, and I feel like this one is really just kind of intent on having a build to it that
it
is
doesn't
more
feel
organic.
As Broadway necessarily. Yeah. End of the day, I think Danny's probably right. I don't know that this is going to stand out enough, which is too bad. It's nice.
I don't think it's going to be easy to sell sort of this very finely sung and finely written song to kids. I just don't think it's going to pan out.
On that note, shall we move over to Poland? Okay. We've got Sarah James with Somebody. No, we got Sarah James with the song. He's called Somebody.
Now, I have to ask, Sam, before you even start, do you remember the song Light It Up from Poland a couple of years ago?
From Grammy.
Yeah.
Oh, Light Me Up?
Light It Up. Light Me Up. Light Me Up. Light Me Up now, baby.
Yeah.
So is there any overlap in the songwriting team there? Because I got those vibes intensely from this.
No, actually. Interestingly enough, Grammy, who was Mr. Light Me Up, he and his wife actually wrote the other two songs in the national final. And this and this was the one that he didn't have a hand in.
He wrote the songs last year too, didn't he?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll be standing for Alistrash. Yes.
That's won a record number of Grammy Awards.
Nice. So this is Sarah James, the performer. Is she from Poland?
Yeah, she's a Polish singer, I believe, of Nigerian descent. At least one of her parents is of Nigerian descent. But yep, she's, you know, born and raised in Poland from Słubice, if I'm not mistaken. So that is in the western part of the country, very, very close to the border with Germany.
The Swoobs! Now, this is, I think, this is the first... Yeah, I'm dumb. I'm going to say, even more than sure, this is the first song that we're going to get to today that I really, really enjoy, legitimately and across the board. I have no reservations about liking this. It does have a bit of that, I don't want to go as so far as to say factory issue feel, but it has a strong songwriting team behind it, and it is a style that you can instantly recognize from popular radio. I think she's got a lot of presence, even just on film. I think that she would probably perform very well. She's got great vocals too. This is a very fine dance pop song. I like it.
I'm not necessarily going to endorse this feeling I have.
Oh no.
But I feel like this has there's a pretty darn good chance this is going to win.
This one? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, it's like Russia in terms of being an inoffensive and effective pop song,
but
it is
positive better, dance pop song.
Yeah,
yep.
It is, but it's better than that in every way. And I don't love it, but like here's
but
the question.
But would you be mad if it won? Would you be mad if this won?
No, yeah. I don't think so.
That's what I mean.
No. But also, here's I didn't say anything.
I know, but I can see your face.
That's fair. It's pretty funny. The thing that I think of when I listen to this is Poland becoming the Sweden of Junior, in terms of they seem to have found this formula that churns out really good songs, does really well, but it just kind of feels like, and again, it's not a bad song or anything, I feel like Poland is just doing Poland things again, which in this case is putting out a good song. So, oh no. But
this song, I think of Poland, I'm starting to think of Poland like this is a terrible comparison, and I apologize in advance. They remind me of Miramax in the 90s, in that they just...
Oh, sure, yeah. They've got the money and the power to sort of present a well-made movie.
It's very well-made.
Give it the extra push.
Yes, it has that sort of Oscar bait kind of feel to it. Like, we're pushing this, it's quality, it's pop, it's catchy, it's really upbeat. She's
like
a really
Sweden.
Good singer. Yes,
this is exactly what I wish your song
it's
was.
Exactly like Sweden. It's got this sheen to it, which I really like. It feels a little artificial, but I can't fault it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's genuinely good. And the first time I heard it, I thought, oh, this is going to win, isn't it? And if it does, I would not be surprised. I'd be happy for it. I mean, that's great. I kind of wish something a little more experimental would work, but this is a kids show, so I can't ask for too much.
I would compare it to a Dairy Queen ice cream cake. Yes, they are mass produced, but oh my God, they are so good.
This episode is sponsored by Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen, give us that sweet, sweet ice cream Dairy cake Queen. Money.
Go get yourself a Blizzard. That's right.
Ooh. What? No.
No.
It is not. We don't
treat
have that kind of
yourself.
That's right. Treat yourself to Dairy Queen. Go to
go to the Dairy Queen in Moorhead.
That's right. That's Moorhead Dairy Queen, friend of the show.
I don't know how much that how much else we can plumb from this. It's you guys heard it.
I should add, kind of importantly, that the Moorhead Dairy Queen is closed for the season. so maybe don't go there right now. But once
those
it gets
of you
back
listening
in
Germany,
spring,
please do not book your flights. Not for
Moorhead
right
Dairy
now.
Queen.
Yeah,
for more than you should go though. It's a bit of a institution. I'm not going to explain the story behind it. Google Moorhead Dairy Queen. Just Moorhead. Like, if you don't know this story, whether in the U.S. you're in the U.S. or wherever, it's fantastic. I guess full disclosure: my aunt and uncle own the place, but whatever.
Minor details
doesn't matter. It's a family business. Doesn't matter. It's great no matter who owns it, and they're trying to sell. Possibly, I maybe shouldn't have said that. Anyway, thanks.
In other news, Eric is going to be looking into buying a Dairy Queen in Moorhead, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are a small number of songs that I think are absolutely artistically better than this, but this is the one when I listen to it and I think, oh, that's the one people are going to be like, yeah, that if this is gets one of those sweet spots towards the end of the running order.
Yeah. Then if this falls number, you know, if it's in the second half, I think it's only going to profit.
Do you think if it draws first, it could still win?
Well, just as long as it's not number two.
Well, first and last are drawn like right away.
Yeah, first and last are drawn during the opening ceremony, as well as the running order of the home nation. So France.
Somewhere.
Can France get first or last, or are they exempt from
Yes, France? I believe they can.
Okay, that'd be interesting. All right, enough about Dairy Queen. What do we have next?
All right, we go from Poland over to the next country alphabetically, which would be Portugal. Oh, so man. So we go over to Simão Oliveira with the song O Rapaz, which just means the boy. And that is your vocabulary lesson in Portuguese for the day.
Sou rapaz das canções de amor, fizeram de mim tudo o que sonhei.
All right, that is Simão Oliveira with O Rapaz, the boy. He's the winner of The Voice Kids earlier this year, which was actually sort of the unofficial competition that gave him the ticket to Paris today. He's 14 years old, so one of the older kids in this year's competition. The song was co-written by pop singer Fernando Daniel, who was also his mentor on The Voice. So it's really more of a traditional fado song, despite Fernando Daniel's pop sensibility. Portugal's best results were 14th place in 2006 and 2017, and that is their top result at this point. Granted, they do not have a ton of participations having gone on, but it's really just a handful. And let's see if Simo can get any higher than 14th.
Higher than 14th. What are we thinking?
No. And here's why. I'm just going to say here's why. Here's why that's not a bad thing. I cannot believe that even when it comes to Junior Eurovision, Portugal is just gonna send what it wants. This is an incredibly accomplished singer for his age. And this is an unusual song to hear coming from a boy his age. For those reasons, no one is gonna like it, except for me. Except for me. I can't believe that Poland is sending emotionally complex
jazz pop.
Portugal, buddy.
I can't believe they're doing it. I say I can't believe they're doing it again. But of course I can believe that they're doing it again because it's Portuguese. This is, guys, I will say, listeners, this is a great song. This is, however, probably the least competitive song in the entire contest.
It's a really tough sell.
Yeah, it's a tough sell.
It's great.
It will not.
I didn't find it as surprising as Danny may have, mostly because I assume all children in Portugal are just like this.
They're dressing up to go work in the coal mine.
I know, they just gotta roll up my sleeves and put on my tweed jacket.
Yeah, you're issued that when you turn 10.
He puts on his. Yeah, are all Portuguese children issued flat caps?
Yeah. Yes, I believe so. Sam, can you verify that?
Okay. We've been there. Yeah. I can confirm.
Okay. It is brilliantly performed. He's a remarkable talent. I love Portugal for sending this, but if the bar is 14th, I don't think they clear it.
I know.
And it's too bad. I don't think people are going to get it. I mean, I think about, you know, all the times Portugal have sent something like this, it's really only worked the one time.
Yeah.
And that was just an extraordinary lightning in a bottle.
It's the maddeningly beautiful thing about Portugal is that they keep playing the game. Like they don't send sarcastic or like politically provocative songs to Eurovision. Not all the time, but not all the time, Sam. Not all the time.
Do I need to show you the picture of Homens de Luta that I have on my wall?
You could. You could.
I'd like to see it.
But it's just, you know, they'll keep playing the Eurovision game by doing what they want. This is what they want. Mm-hmm. I love it.
I'm just going to chime in and say, this song, I'm going to piss Sam off a little bit, I think. This song is brilliant. I think it's amazing on every level. It's emotional.
Are you going to take that sitting down?
No, I'm getting to the bad part. This song is wasted on Junior Vision.
Yes, that's sort of what I mean, yeah.
I think when I heard it, I thought an adult should be sending this to a senior. Kids are not going to appreciate this. I hate to say this, I think this might come in last. I think adults are going to appreciate it. I don't think anyone's going to vote for it.
I think it's worth noting, kids aren't the only people that vote in this thing.
That is true, yeah. But I think they're the larger number.
They have a good part of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about last. I think there will be country or two that appreciates it. I mean, Spain is in the contest, so they'll get a fair amount of love from them, if nothing else. But it's just such a tough sell.
It's very mature and it's very complex. I mean, it would be like... It's like you know, how did the preteens in the 1960s love Nina Simone? You know, yeah, she was a big pop star, a real contest-winning singer. But she was brilliant, And this song is brilliant. It is, however, I think you put it well, Derek, it is wasted on JESE.
And I know we hate saying that, oh, this is too good for Eurovision. I think this is definitely too good for Junior Eurovision.
Oh, no, this would have been great for regular Eurovision.
It would have been awesome. I think this would have easily qualified. I think this would have done well in the adult contest.
I still hesitate to say too good, but I certainly understand your point.
Yeah. All right, well, let's truck along to the next one. It's Germany.
Yep, we've got Pauline with Imagine Us. Okay, so that is Imagine Us, very thematic considering the topic of this year's contest, by Germany's Pauline. She is 13 years old, and this is only Germany's second song in the Junior Eurovision contest pantheon, I guess you could say. But their previous entry, Stronger With You by Susan, came in last place last year. Do you think that she will be able to beat that number?
Yes. When I watched the video for this song, I mean, say what you will about the song itself, Pauline, when it comes to being able to perform, I think she's got it. I think her on stage, she has a very beguiling sort of way of expressing when she sings. I think it's great. I think she's got no problem if you have doubts about if a kid can pull it off on stage. I think the song's a bit repetitive. I think the song's a bit simple. It works. I think she only elevates this song.
I think she has a real sense of earnestness to this. I don't.
Yeah.
I would be more cynical, I think, if it was coming from someone else. But watching her sell it, I just get caught up in it. I feel sort of heartwarmed.
In a very genuine way.
It feels very sweet. It feels very genuine. I really quite like it. I'm kind of surprised at how much I like it, given it is relatively simple and it's not breaking any boundaries here, but I think it's doing something exceptionally well, regardless.
What?
Anyway, our next song.
I don't you dare.
Derek, I feel like I'm just going to say before Eric comes in here, and Derek, your taste and mine have been weirdly converging over like the past year and a half. I have no idea. I would never have expected this.
Nor I. I did not think you and I would be simpatico in this person.
Okay, Eric.
Look, I'm not going to trash it. I don't think it's bad. I just think it's forgettable because of the repetition, largely. I remember the first time I heard this, I thought, I hope this is over soon. And it was a minute 30 in. This is the other of those songs that are the inoffensive but well done pop songs. And I think it's maybe a slight step below what Russia has. Not by a lot, but I don't know. I think of those songs, this is not going to stick the way that a Poland, I think, definitely will, or Russia probably will. It's just not as good as those songs. And they're competing for the same votes, I think. And so I don't think it'll finish last, but I think it could. I don't know. I'm underwhelmed by it. I'm not that into it. It feels safe the way that their song from last year did. I mean, this is just their second attempt, but there's a what feels like a bit of a lack of ambition, to the point where if Poland is becoming the Sweden of Junior, I'm worried about Germany becoming the UK of Junior.
I thought you were going to say Germany becoming the Germany of Eurovision. I think I can agree at least with the sentiment that this song is unambitious. I think I can go that far.
I think the song itself isn't doing anything groundbreaking. Yeah. I think she's fantastic though. I don't know what it is, but she's really doing a good job, and I hope that translates on stage as well. I think this is a huge step up from last year. I thought last year was kind of flat, so I'm hoping for better than last.
It deserves better than last for sure. It just doesn't quite do a ton.
I almost just want to say Portugal's going to be last because Portugal will be very happy with that.
I think Malta might give it a run for its money.
We'll see. We still have six to get to next week, and we only have one left for tonight. What is this one that we have left, Sam?
Last one is Ukraine with Olena Ushenko's Vajil or Leverage. So let's hear a little snippet of that one. Right, that is Vajil by Olena Ushenko from Ukraine, 14 years old. And this is actually one of very few self-penned songs this year. She looks like she did have some assistance with the music side, but both the music and the lyrics were by Olena herself. She was actually second place in last year's national final, and technically she beat our boy Balabanov in the televote, but missed out on the jury vote and was second place. Ukraine has won Junior Eurovision only once before, back in 2012 with the song Nebo. And let's see how Olena takes it this year.
First of all, I really need to give props to the music video for showing us what Last Night in Soho as a kids movie would be.
I was gonna make that joke! I'm a sing to the me, but not the me. The other me.
All right. Okay. No more jokes.
Yes.
Maybe. Probably not. My first exposure to this was the national final performance. And from the moment she opened her mouth, I was in disbelief at her voice. I just remember thinking, she cannot be young enough for this contest. Her voice is too good. It's too mature. There's no way. And this was the live performance. I just remember thinking, you got to be kidding me. Like, she's phenomenal. And the song is great. It's great. It's easily one of my favorites this year. And this is one of those things, and I know this is going to come up again, you may know which one it is, where I think this is so good artistically, but I don't know what chance it has in a kids' contest. And that frustrates me a bit, but my goodness, this is an incredible performance. We know she can do it live. It's a great song. I have very high hopes for it. I think she's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to say that this is a cliche of a type of Eurovision song, because like that's only to say that this is a song that has a lot of, it's part of a long, proud tradition of those sort of slightly up-tempo of pure ballads that have a very personal, emotional appeal behind them. The thing that comes to, what was this, Proud from North Macedonia a couple of years ago? I think that's a close parallel to the type of song that this is, the sort of trope of emotionally powerful ballad. I think if you give this to any performer with a very strong voice, it's easy to knock it out of the park. And I think... I think Olena hits like a 500 footer here. Like, this one's like, this is, it's really very, very good. And I have to agree with you, Eric, her vocal control and quality is, it truly is beyond her years. This is it's a fantastic performance. It's not just a great song. It's a great performance.
There are some notes towards the end, not just what the notes are or like how high or whatever they are, but how they're delivered that are jaw dropping in this. It's just such a powerful piece. And yet I worry that a song like Poland is just, because for better or worse, it is less complicated. It is just going to stand out more.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of three songs this year that I think would have done better at the adult contest. One of which we've already heard. Another one we'll hear next week.
Yep, I can see that.
I think listening to this, like, I listened to the whole thing on Spotify, so I didn't know where they were from or what kind of any information. I'm like, I'm just going to listen to it and just hear it and see what stands out. And I thought for sure this was an adult singer, and it's rich and complex and very deeply emotional. I think it works on several levels. I can see this winning if people are looking for something a little bit more artistic versus something like Poland, which is just a little bit more commercial or more broadly appealing. Yeah, this one's fantastic. I don't really know what else to say.
Yeah. And I'm not saying I don't think it can win. It can absolutely win. It is 800% good enough to win. I just don't know that it's going to be what people want.
Yeah, this is a big roll of the dice here to see if this really hits the bullseye.
And as we've alluded to, this is not the only one like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really interested to see how the response is to this and to Redacted. if you've heard all the songs, you probably know which one we're talking about. But we will get to it. We will get to it next week. Yeah, it's phenomenal. It's a great achievement. She should be proud. Her country should be proud. And I
proud, you say?
Yeah, I did say proud, sir. I hope it does incredibly well.
Ukraine does good work.
They do. They really are sending great things at both Jay and regular.
I think Ukraine was one of our favorites last year too.
Golden era for Ukraine, yeah. Balabanov, my boy.
Mm.
Which one was that again?
Vid Krivai.
He did that.
I can't hit. I'm female and I can't hit those high notes.
But even then, he did that throaty kind of thing, like growl almost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can say, yeah, he was really good last year.
Yeah, he really was. He really was.
For a contest in the past, I could talk about that.
Yeah, that was my favorite one from last year. But I think we almost were all just like, yeah, I think Gigi Imagine has got it. It's close.
I absolutely anyway. Did not think that.
It did.
No, I thought it had absolutely no shot.
Can be very, very, very weird. We're at the end of the program, though. That's R7.
But at the very least, you three could talk about what your favorites were this time around.
Samantha, give us your most middling of the...
Nope.
Damn it.
Nope.
Samantha, name a song at random.
Take On Me by Aha.
Good choice. Oh,
got it. They'll be winning. Okay.
Yep. You heard it first. Norway is winning.
Norway.
Yeah.
Again with the Norwegians.
So what are we looking at? What are we looking at here? Last week, did we just do favorite or did we do just the best? What we just think is the best out of the batch?
Just favorite, I think. I guess favorite or best, either way for me, it's Ukraine this week.
Sure.
Really not a competition there.
Danny, Derek, what are your thoughts?
If I have to put a peg on what I think is the most winnable song here, I do think it's Poland by not a lot, but you know, I want to believe in Ukraine. Ukraine is my pick for just my favorite this week, but I don't think Ukraine has the commercial, the marketable vibe. You know, that's a mean way to put it. It's a very common way to put it, but I think Ukraine is the most developed, the most fine, the most emotionally powerful of all of them. I just think Poland has a better shot.
I think in terms of the shot at winning, I think Poland has it.
Yeah. From this week, anyway.
From this week for sure. I'm kind of disappointed in saying that because I think Ukraine is a brilliant song. My personal favorite, though, this year is Portugal.
You are allowed to say that. Yes.
I'm
good.
Really impressed. It's the Ulysses of junior year.
Yeah. No one's picking up Ulysses just for fun, but.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We give our 12 points there. Finnegan's Wake.
Yeah, I think it's taking a huge risk, and I think it works on its own merits, but maybe that's not what the contest wants.
I think I will say this. Ukraine, if this were like semifinals and everything, you know, I would say Ukraine at least was going to advance. You know what I mean? Like, Ukraine makes it to the main night, but yeah.
Well, I mean, fortunately, they don't have that set up with the semifinals and the finals at junior.
Yet.
Just these 19 someday. This year.
Yeah. Not yet.
Also, well, get your junior team to work on your senior team. Like, seriously.
Need to see Rafał next year.
At junior.
He can host it. That's fine.
He did host it.
No.
Wait, he
that's
did?
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Love
yeah.
it. Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, I suppose we will catch up next week with our final five for this year's 2020. What year is this again? Time is a construct and I don't understand it. 2021 Junior Eurovision Song Contest. So we will hear those last five next week and probably some last thoughts from at least the three of you. And you at home, let us know what your favorites from this week are or your favorites in general. Again, you can hit us up on social media at 12pointsUSA on either Facebook or Twitter or 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com if you want to just email us directly. We'd love to hear from you if you have any questions for us or just your comments on what your favorites were. Any parting shots, guys, before we wrap this up for another week?
Next week.
Yeah, the country I really hate. Oh.
I'm just going to say next week has my favorite song in the entire contest. And I think that might be impressive because I've said I've loved a lot of songs so far. I think this is a really good year. But next week we're going to get to what is easily what I would want to win most.
This has been a phenomenal year overall. I have no idea what this is going to look like in the end.
We talk about, well, can this really win this thing? You know, is this the right kind of song or whatever? But the fact of the matter is we're having this variety and that's awesome. It's not just kiddie pop songs.
Yeah, that is certainly something I can verbalize. Yeah.
If we are wrong and now is the time for a song like Ukraine or Redacted to win, then great. That it's phenomenal. I would love to go to Kyiv or Redacted City. And I mean, we'll see. We'll have to see. We will talk about it more next week for sure.
Been a while since it was called Redacted City. It's now New Redacted.
Oh, that's right.
North Redacted.
Well, on that note, everybody, I suppose we will all catch up next week. But until then, I've been Samantha.
I've been Derek.
I've been Aaron.
And I've been Danny.
America,
stop listening now.
I'm keeping myself safely ensconced in this little banner and blanket of neutrality, and you guys are just digging your holes.
Adding dig a whole your other holes. Layer to the neutrality here.
Are you too good for your holes?
Moving on.
Just give it a moment so we can clip this out more easily. Mm-hmm.